Back here again on the Cornerstone Furniture Mattress post-game show. Connor Harbin here with you as Potosi wins in straight sets tonight over St. Genevieve 25-21, 25-21, 25-23. Joining me now, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, Coach Carla Bosler. Coach, a competitive three-set game here today obviously didn't go your way. Give me some thoughts on today's game, how you thought the girls performed.
I thought we played really well most of the time. Few moments when, you know, we couldn't get out of a rotation, and in the long run, those moments are, you know, kind of what cost us. And so, but overall, I mean, I told my girls in the huddle, I'm very proud of their heart that they gave. I loved that we were being attackers all night long, and from everybody. Even if they made an error or got blocked, they went back swinging hard, and that's exactly what we need to do. And so I was very pleased with how we played, with the heart and intensity we played with, how they never backed down. And we just got to find a way to try to gain a couple points here and there. And I think we made probably more errors than we would have liked to in that last set. And so, you know, clean up some of those, and, you know, the outcome is a little bit different.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know, Jared, and you talked about consistency before the game here today, and it really felt like you guys were coming out strong and ending set strong, but it was kind of in the middle where things kind of went a little bit awry here tonight. How do you kind of maybe coach your team to be a little more consistent, maybe kind of from start of the set to the end of the set?
Yeah, those are just things we work on every day in practice with, you know, having better ball control, making sure, you know, there were moments I felt like our serve-receive passing could have been a little bit cleaner. So those are things that we just keep working on when we have time to practice, of cleaning that aspect of the game up. Because when our serve-receive passing's off, it's hard to feed your hitters and get that first attack ball that you would like. And so we just need a few more moments when we can throw them out of system than what we were able to accomplish tonight.
You've got one of the youngest squads in the MAAA conference this season, three starting freshmen in the lineup, Grass, Jokerst, and Gag as well. They're contributing here even early on in their careers, and that's got to be nice to have as a coach, especially when you can spend those 4 years kind of building them up into the ideal players, is it not?
It's great. They are such hard workers, those three. They continually want feedback, and tonight I felt like they did a really good job of, you know, remaining composed, because sometimes that can be when you're playing at the varsity level as a freshman. But, you know, they look like they've been, that they're not freshmen out there. And so they contribute, and they're a big part of the success of our team. And, you know, the more they grow, we grow as a whole. So I'm really super proud of what they've been able to do so far this season. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to accomplish in the next few weeks.
Yeah, and then you got that senior at the top as well, Emma Gage. She had a monster game, even in defeat here tonight. 15 kills, had her unofficially second most of all hitters here in the game. She was just having herself a time out there.
Yeah, she's somebody we rely on a lot. She's been starting since her sophomore year, and she's just a constant steady out on the court. She does a nice job of making herself available, but she's not just a great hitter. She helps us out big time on serve receive and on defensive passing. So she's just, you know, a great leader, a kid that we know we can count on, and just so incredibly coachable. She does a really good job.